Tell your smart speaker to play 93.7 WEEI.
This is Jones and Keefe
on WEEI. This is breaking news. Breaking news on WEEI is presented by the BetMGM Network. For all your betting needs, check out the newly rebranded BetMGM Network on the Odyssey app or locally on WEEI AM 850.
That's right, Jones. Breaking news. According to Adam Schefter, the Patriots are releasing veteran safety Jabril Peppers. Was not prepared to read that today.
Weird. Schefter says, again, as you said, Keith, Pat's releasing Peppers per source. He still has $4.32 million guaranteed remaining on his contract. It's not a lot of money. Then he gets into his numbers, blah, blah, blah. I was never the biggest Jabril Peppers guy.
Yeah, but he's solid.
Well, and he was playing in ahead of Kyle Duggar.
It seemed like he was way ahead of Duggar. We thought Duggar was going to get cut. Duggar made the team, and now Peppers gets cut 2 days later?
So it's weird.
Yeah.
He won't be a captain then?
Good point.
The captain curse is real. They've gotten rid of, I think, every captain.
I think that now makes all of them.
That's all of them, right?
I think so. I think Peppers is the last one.
It was like Brissett, Andrews, Wise, Cardona, Peppers. Yeah, it's wild.
So if it's a money thing, shame on them. They have the most cap space in the league.
Yeah, I agree. Shame on them. It shouldn't be that.
And I didn't even like trading Duggar just purely because of the contract. If he fell out of favor or he wasn't a scheme fit or whatever, well, then fine. So now is Kyle Duggar going from being shopped around the league and the Patriots didn't want to eat money on the contract
to your guy
to now he's the guy? Or is it Jaylen Hawkins and the Eraser?
The Eraser.
These are now just your safeties?
That seems weird.
Or, and I think it's at least fair to wonder with this guy, did something happen with Peppers away from the field? Yeah. He's no stranger to that. Mm-hmm. It's enough out of left field and odd enough where I think any of those options are on the table. This is a weird one that I did not see coming. I thought he was pretty secure, not just on the roster, but as a starter.
Yeah, I thought so too. I thought we went over when they went down to the initial 53-man roster, are they keeping the 53 best players? Right, maybe that's why you at least start out with the eight receivers. You're like, are we going to tweak this a little bit? We got to figure out who can make the practice squad, who can't. But Peppers is one of the 53 best players, just like Duggar. Like if you're talking about just keeping the most talent possible, because one of the big knocks on the Patriots is they have no depth. So as soon as anybody goes down at any position, you're like, oh, that guy shouldn't be playing.
To your point, it flies in the face of what we were just talking about. We thought they were keeping all the best 53. This guy was definitely one of their best 53. Reese followed up. Patriots could be set to start Jaylen Hawkins and rookie Craig Woodson, a.k.a. the Eraser. With Duggar and Pettis also in the mix at safety, is how he puts it.
Duggar's in the mix.
With Del Pettis.
With Del Pettis. So Jabril Peppers is worse in their mind than these guys? Seems strange. Also, I feel like you would want to keep... This was my thought, even as everybody was like cutting Kyle Duggar, was even if you like Craig Woodson... Don't you at least start the year with Peppers and Duggar? See what Woodson looks like in live, real, regular season NFL games. And if he's really good, all right, move on from one of those guys later on if you feel like you have to. But if he looks like some rookies do, where they're a little bit overmatched, maybe they're a step slow, you're like, all right, you're not there yet. Let's just play Peppers, and then maybe next year you have a better shot or whatever.
But something doesn't add up. Which to me, there's either an off-field element or it's just there's something weird going on financially, which I don't trust the Crafts to pay a guy like Micah Parsons. They might not even want to pay a guy like Jabril Peppers.
$4 million
for God's sakes.
Yeah.
So if it's contractual.
I really hope
again,
not.
Yeah. Like shame on you. Now,
maybe they don't like his helmet.
Could be that it's giant.
It's not nice on the eyes.
It does not pop.
I don't care to watch it.
Good for his brain, allegedly.
Maybe.
But, yeah, it doesn't look good.
Yeah.
Now, I will say, Duggar, we think, fell out of favor because he's not a scheme fit, right? Vrabel wants more of a center field type than an in-the-box type. I don't know if he needs two of those guys.
Yeah, I was going to say.
But if Duggar fell out of favor scheme-wise, he's paid way more than Peppers, so maybe the contract was a factor there. It would make sense that Peppers may also not have been top of their list, but Peppers was repping with the top two and three safeties all camp.
And you remember when we were watching the Commanders joint practices, there was a lot of times where it really stood out that Peppers was like on the line of scrimmage. He looked like a linebacker.
Literally at the line of scrimmage.
Yeah, a lot. And so if they want that Devin McCourty type safety, you're going to get it maybe more with Hawkins than with anybody else. And then if they like Woodson that much, I mean, to make Peppers expendable, they weren't carrying. I mean, how many safeties were they carrying? Like four or five?
Well, yeah, they did.
I guess he was the fifth, right?
He would have been the fifth. Epps was the guy that asked for his release that signed in Philly.
Yeah, I see ya.
So do you think he's highly sought after, Peppers?
I wonder if he gets claimed.
Like a waiver claim.
Yeah, I wonder. I thought he was like a real starting safety in the league. You know, if you look at some of the names of guys that did get claimed, obviously no Patriot got claimed from their initial cutdown. But some of the other ones, it wasn't like a star-studded list of big-name cuts.
No, it's true. If you're just tuning in, Patriots have released Jabril Peppers. They owe him his money. So I guess they'd be hoping for a team to claim him on waivers. Otherwise, they're paying him either way. So I don't really understand the savings. You wonder what's going on there. Phil Perry with some context. He says, for the same reasons Kyle Duggar, who is still with the team, is not viewed as a great fit for the Patriots defense. Peppers was not viewed as a perfect match for this scheme. Still surprising to see him go. Roster continues to change under Mike Vrabel.
Yeah, it's funny because you looked at some of the veteran guys and some of the, certainly the captains. Now, somebody says, wasn't Hunter Henry a captain? I think he might have replaced somebody.
Replaced
because
captain.
I think they had to because all those guys, remember they were getting hurt and Peppers was and he was not with the team for a while.
Well, wasn't Hunter Henry 2 years ago and then he didn't get it last year?
I think that's right.
Maybe, yeah.
I think you're right about that. So, but they might have added somebody when, you know, David Andrews was out for so long and Peppers was away from the team and Brissett was benched and all this other stuff. So like they already, even in season, it was kind of, you know, guys were dropping like flies, and then they got rid of most of them. He made it all the way through camp, made it through the initial cutdown, even made it through the next couple of days where we saw Bourne and Baker get cut. And then today,
something doesn't add up,
right?
Something doesn't
add up. It's very misleading because you're right, Duggar and Peppers do play so we're similar, but Peppers was out there and was getting like the starter treatment throughout camp, whereas Duggar, it was much more noticeable. You're like, all right, he's behind Woodson now. And he's playing in the fourth quarter of the final preseason game?
Weird.
And yet he stays on the roster and they move on from Peppers. So, yeah, even if Peppers doesn't get claimed, I mean, the fact that, you know, Bourne has multiple teams looking at him, Baker signed with, the Eagles practice squad, somebody's going to grab Peppers. Somebody will grab him. But that is a surprise.
And now that you mention it, Eagles are loading up on Epps and Javon Baker. It's a Super Bowl winner taking Patriots scraps. Mark Daniels, Patriots are planning on starting Jalen Hawkins and Craig Woodson at safety, but I thought Peppers would have stayed on the roster. How do we feel about that safety combo? I mean, I guess if you want to be glass half full.
TBD?
If you want to be glass half full, it's a good sign for the fourth round rookie, Craig Woodson.
Yeah, they took erased.
Early on day three, the eraser.
It could possibly be an amazing draft class.
Okay, it really could. If you want to be glass half full, I'll meet you on the eraser. Fine. Jalen Hawkins.
But also, like,
what?
So
I feel like he was actually decent last year.
Okay, I don't remember him even.
But like to go from, oh, maybe you're not going to start and get 100% of the snaps to like we have no use for you. Like you don't have a use for Duggar or Peppers.
Yeah,
I mean Duggar's still on the team, but you know it doesn't feel like he's going to get a lot of reps.
Weird.
It is strange. Or
we just complimented him for the cut. You just made this point, but let me just reiterate. Yeah. We just complimented them for, well, you can't mess around and cut Duggar or cut Jennings. You only have so many good players. You got to keep as many good players as possible. Kendrick Bourne was one of those names we mentioned. A day later, Bourne cut. Now he's cut.
Yeah.
I wasn't in love with either player. I don't want to go too far with this because I don't think Peppers is that great. He's a fun guy to watch on the field with the way he hits people and plays with an edge. You know, Bourne, nice enough when we've had him on the show. I don't think either player was great, so I don't want to go too far with this, but Why are you cutting them now? It's not something anybody anticipated, and it doesn't quite add up. So maybe there is another shoe to drop.
Yeah, because you know what their play style is, so wouldn't you have moved on initially? So here's a Keefspiracy I have for you. Ooh. You ready for this Keefspiracy?
What if Peppers asked for, he's another player asking for his release?
Oh, well, no, actually, that's not far off from my Keefspiracy.
Okay.
So I don't know. So I don't know anything, right? Preface everything. We should start the show saying I know nothing. But what if this scenario played out where Mike Vrabel, Terrell Williams are like, hey, we're going to go with Woodson and with Hawkins. And so they tell Kyle Duggar, hey, you're no longer a starter. And Kyle Duggar's like,
cool.
Okay, that's your decision. I'm going to do the best I can for the team.
Paycheck still clears every 2 weeks?
Yep.
Great.
Fine, I'm still on the team?
Yeah.
Fine,
cool.
I'll see you tomorrow at practice. Hey, Jabril Peppers, come here for a second. You're not starting anymore. Loses his mind. Is that a possibility?
Yeah, of course it is. That's very on brand.
Of course it is.
Yeah.
And whether it's ask for his release or whether it's like flips over a table or whatever else it might be, like maybe not all NFL players take the news that they're no longer a starter the same way. So I feel like that could be a possibility as well. And then they're like, all right, they moved on from Joe Milton because they thought Joe Milton wanted to start. So if Jabril Peppers or anybody is pitching a fit because they're not starting, they might just say, forget it, you're not worth the trouble.
I mean, right now we have no idea. Spitballing, it's as good a take as any.
Yep.
I like this text, 617-779-7937. Guys, is Vrabel trying to play chess? Why don't you stick to checkers?
I don't know, maybe just keep your best players.
Yeah.
And I feel we're both in a weird spot because we've never thought Duggar, certainly with me, Peppers with you, are like these great players. But based on the roster that you have, they should be on the team.
I don't think Peppers is a great player. I also didn't expect to wake up today and have him release him after he made the team for nothing. So, what happened? Something happened. What happened? 617-779-7937. You can jump in there with the Patriots, and they continue day by day to make some very interesting roster moves and remake the team. Under Mike Vrabel, Micah Parsons, not part of those moves. You can still discuss that as well here on Jones and Keefe. We'll get to the week in review in just a moment. But first, caller 9 right now to the contest line, 617-931-0937. You will score a pair of passes to the 2004 Red Sox Championship Cruise with Kevin Millar and teammates, namely Johnny Gomes and Clay Buchholz.
All right, not his teammates, but...
No, on September 14th, limited tickets still available at cityexperiences.com. Again, caller 9 right now to the contest line, 617-931-0937. Two tickets, 2004 Red Sox Championship Cruise with Kevin Millar and company. Have at it there. Best of luck, and we're back with the Week in Review next.